Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. And today, guess what? It's just me. And I like how I claim it a lot more than I did last week. Last week, I was like, guess what? It's just fucking me. Where I'm now like, yeah, it's just me. Because guess what? Right now, I want it to be just me. And I feel like I have a lot to say. And I'm going to stop justifying it. One day, I'm going to just go, and it's just me. And then I'll go right into it. Or maybe I won't even say just me, because it's obvious when I say, hi, it's Kate, and then I start talking. All right, I'm glad you guys all heard my inner monologue. Okay, so even though I started off pretty perky, some of the topics I've written down are pretty fucking heavy. So I'm going to kind of have to change the, because I, once again, I went from perky and now it's going to get to fucking sad. So there was another shooting of a black man who was not just innocent, but a hero. So there was a security guard, I believe it was at a bar, who had the suspect. He was holding a gun over the suspect. And when the police came, they shot him, thinking he was the guy that they got called for. And once again, it's another innocent, not just innocent, but heroic black man. We all need to just be way less quick on the trigger, whether it's, whether you're a cop or not. Like, we need, and this is why I love, like, not just armed forces, but, you know, police officers and other, and not every other country, but in certain countries, I think it's like Switzerland and Sweden, they don't even carry guns, I believe. Like, they know how to fucking ninja chop you. And there needs to be, I'm not saying take away everyone's guns, but there clearly is an issue. Like, no matter where you stand on gun issues, there's a fucking issue. Is it guns? Is it a society, mental illness? It's all of it. But like, enough's enough. And there are just so many horrors. And okay, so first of all, my heart goes out to this man and his family. He was a father to a 9-month-old son. I believe he had a wife or girlfriend. I know it was either a wife or a girlfriend, and I can't imagine what they're going through. So my heart goes out to them. And once again, we need to really start fixing shit, which I always try to also get into. First, I'm going to go through this, and then I'll, yeah, whatever. Okay. Oh, there's like this, and this is on Facebook. There's this like video of Trump, where they like edited a couple different, they edited it from like the conference room where he was taking interview questions. And then there was one where he was like outside the White House talking, and he's just so fucking rude. Like, no matter where you stand, whether you're Republican or Democrat, can't we agree the man's fucking rude? I look, and I'm not saying I'm this like innocent princess who never curses or anything like that. It's one thing to like claim and look at your shadow side, and it's another thing to just be an asshole. And the way Trump cuts people off, like, you're a president, you are a professional, and he talks to certain reporters just like, it's insane, honestly, the way he just, he doesn't even really let them talk. And like, I forget, there was one where there was one reporter on CNN. She was actually a white woman, but she had three black women colleagues, and all of them had gotten shut down. One had been called racist, one had been called stupid, and one was called another thing. And she was saying, like, do you not see the racist misogyny that just went towards my own coworkers? That's what she was saying. And like, I mean, so once again, I'm not trying to make this Republican Democrat. Trump's an asshole. He's not nice. He's not a nice person. He's not a professional person. Like, I feel like we should all be able to agree with it. If you're like thinking Trump's a nice man, I'm sorry. I don't know where, like, I don't know where your head can be at. Even once again, I don't care if you're Republican, you're Republican. But once again, he's not acting kindly. He doesn't have humility. I feel like Obama, when he was president, once again, if you were Democrat or Republican, I felt like we could all agree that was a pretty graceful brave man filled with honor. And Trump just doesn't have that. And I just heard that Hillary Clinton is going to be running for 2020 again. Honestly, that's one of the worst things I've ever heard. Like, what are you you're going to do? Like, no. Like, I'm sorry. Like, first of all, she's robotic. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make this... we lost with you, Hillary. We need someone like Michelle Obama. I personally will not rally with Hillary again. I can't. And I understand why she lost. I do not like Trump. Do not get that twisted. I want Michelle Obama to run. She could actually win this and be an incredible president. There's a reason why Hillary is so controversial. I do think she may have committed a lot of war crimes. I don't think people are just saying that for no reason. I think she, I'm not saying she's a bad person at, well, I don't mean, I'm not saying she's a bad person. What I'm saying is I think she went along with certain things she should not have. Okay? Welcome to most politicians. I get that. I want someone who feels fucking fresh, honest, and authentic. And I think Michelle Obama would just fucking kill it. So I'm going to keep, there's a petition out there, everyone, to get her to run for 2020. Please look, it's on moveon.org. Please look it up, sign it. I'm sorry, I'm not Hillary. No. Okay, another topic that's awful and insane are the wildfires in California right now. I believe the one that is near Chico, I think. And I have a friend from there, so that's why it stands out in my head. It's like, I think, the largest California wildfire now. It's awful. It's beyond awful for the people losing their homes, for all the animals that have lost their lives. And people have lost their lives. I believe it's over 40 now. First of all, if you live in California and you're near these areas, please leave out water for the animals. Leave out extra food. If you have old cereal boxes, please dump out food for them to eat. Like, maybe even set up like little tents or something. But like, we are all connected. We're all connected in this ecosystem. So like, please remember that and have compassion for yourself and all these animals. I can't believe these fires are going. There's an insane drought going on, and then people are just irresponsible because this one was started by a campfire. It's like, get your fucking lives together, you know? And I hate to be a bitch about it, but like, when it comes to shit like forest fires and campfires while living in California, like, if you're being a fucking asshole about it, like, I wonder what the person is thinking and feeling who started this fire. Like, damn. Okay. It's pissing me off because I can't imagine. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen these videos of, there was this video of this one woman escaping the fire. She was like driving, she would drive through a tunnel and then into the fire. It was like the craziest video I've ever seen. It literally looks like she's driving through hell and she's praying to God and praying to God. And she got out. And you know, one of the things I thought when she was praying to God was, I'm like, why are we always praying to God and also not goddess? Hello, misogyny. And this is why, once again, the twin flame thing is so important and so important to me. It goes to that. The mother and the father, the divine mother and father, okay? How we all got here, right? It's when you only say God in this whole sense, you're forgetting the mother. Okay, it's God and goddess. God is not more important. And it's like, yes, okay, well, God encompasses both. I mean, no, God and goddess, thank you. It's time we really bring this back. And to me, twin flames is the remembrance of the fact that, look, we can even see it in Jesus, okay? Jesus was the Son of God. We're all the sons and daughters of God. Hello. But anyway, he's the Son of God, but he had a twin flame who was equally as ascended and enlightened, Mary Magdalene. And I believe that not only did they study the Kabbalah and have all these ancient healing techniques, like, they were all up in that together. She was a trained high priestess. It was known, but so many people rejected it because we are steeped in the patriarchy. It's time for the goddess to rise again. And that's the Holy Grail, I believe. It's the whole quote unquote secret, even though it's not a secret, that Mary Magdalene wife, partner, whatever you want to call it. It's just like, it's so frustrating to me at this point, the whole sexism that's still so seeped in the soil, and obviously same with racism. And it's like frustrating because we have these horrific shootings. There was another shooting in LA. It was just fucking awful. It's like, well, so many people are unhappy and in pain and angry, and like no one knows how to talk about it because we're all supposed to be fucking polite. It's like, can we just stop with this, like, oh, like, just be who you are. I'm not saying be rude. Trump is rude, okay? That's not, to me, authenticity. That is just acting out, okay? There's a way to be honest about your feelings that's still kind. So instead of saying, like, if someone asks you to do something, you don't have to be like, no, get the fuck out of here. But you can say, like, no, I'm sorry. I really don't have the energy to leave my house. Or I would love to be able to go on that trip with you, but to be honest, I have to stay here with my kids. Or like, I'm trying to think of different examples. You know, I would love to do that job with you, but like, you are loud. Don't say yes to things that you don't really want to say yes to. And I know that's so fucking hard to do. And trust me, it's not easy for me to say. I've had to work on myself for so long to be able to work, to be able to hold my boundaries. But that's what love is really about. We're talking about twin flames. Let's talk about what love is. If your twin flame is really your closest mirror image to yourself, of course that's a spiritual journey. It's about compassion and falling in love with yourself, even when you're triggered. So you want to know what love is? It's self-love. That's why it's so beautiful, because you're falling in love with yourself. And I think the way to really do that is to fall in love with self is you have to listen to what's good for you, what you want to do, create boundaries. Never, ever do something you don't want to do. It's a form of rape. You're raping yourself. You know, I know it sounds so fucking, that's like an extreme thing to say, but like, I don't mean it like there are different forms of it. But when you constantly override your body and push yourself to do something to meet someone else's need, what do you think that is? You don't love yourself. The right people will be by you, even if it's one or two people at first. You will have at least someone. And if you don't, you could get a healing from me. I'll have your back. Okay. And yes, I know they cost money. I have to. It's my job. It's energy. But no, for real, you get a healing. I'll have your fucking back. Okay. Don't let people convince you to do things that are not in your best interest. And if you're not able to be there yet, give yourself compassion for where you're at and know that you can get there. But that's what healing work to me is about. It's about loving yourself so much that you learn how to be as authentic as you can be while also being graceful and humble. Because once again, we're all connected. So like Beyonce says, when you hurt me, you hurt yourself. And that's why it's important. Once again, you don't want to suppress your anger, suppress your pain. You want to hold it up. One of my spiritual teachers, Jason Shulman, would say, you put it on the table. You look at it. So don't be so scared to look at your parts. This is not about perfection once again. But unless we can't move forward even as a society until we start really putting on the table what's really going on. No more fake shit. We can smell it. Honestly, the whole Kardashian thing to me is blowing up. I'm a fan in a sense of the show, The Kardashians, but for me at this point, it's gotten too removed from reality. And yes, people could say they always were. Now, when the show started, I feel like we got a sense of the characters. Even when Kim married Chris Humphries, I felt like we got some real sense of the conflict of the family. And now it's just so plastic feeling. And then it's like I watched the episode where Tristan cheats on Chloe, and it's like everyone's like acting surprised. Really, we were that surprised? I wasn't surprised. First of all, I think Lamar is her twin flame, but you could tell it didn't have that feeling. And she also went on like a psychic show with that dude Tyler. He's like a medium. He seems pretty dope actually. And he was like basically trying to say to her, it's not going to work. And you could see the like denial set in her face. And I'm sorry, Chloe's cool, but like, when you don't want to accept the truth, you don't want to accept the truth. That's fine. That's a defense mechanism. But then don't blame, like, yeah, Tristan sucks for cheating. Fine, fine, fine. But like, also don't, let's not blame. Like, she was in, we co-create all of these things together. And that's the beauty of it. Because when you're not liking your life, you can go back in and go, okay, how am I creating this? You know, and oftentimes it's because we didn't say no to something that we know we should have said no to. And I'll give you an example for myself. Last Thursday, I had a show at Dangerfields, actually, and it's an incredible club. I'll be honest. I really love the vibe. It's kind of got this old school thing. And I got booked on it, and I went and did my set. I had a good set. I get off stage, and another comedian there offered me, well, he didn't offer me. He said, look, I know this booker. He could, I'm like getting nervous telling it, but fuck it. He was like, I know this booker, and I would, I'll pass your info along. And I said, that's great. You can give him my email. And he's like, oh, well, he likes to do phone conversations. And I said, well, please give him my email first. I'd like to know some of the details. Pay is important, like before I even hop on a phone, because trust me, I've been in this business for 8.5 years. And let me tell you, being in this business as a woman is a little bit different being it as a man. I got groped by an owner at a comedy club who has now passed. When he was still alive, he groped me, obviously, and I couldn't go back to that club. Like, I've had some situations where that have sucked. And I've learned I don't hop on phone calls with people I don't know. I don't do it, okay? First, there has to be an email exchange. I have to feel into it. And I'm proud that I have gotten there in my life. I'm proud of those boundaries. So this particular comic gets offended that I won't just hop on a call with this person. Like, legit offended. And he starts, like, basically saying, you know, well, that's not how this guy does it. Let me give you some advice. Do not give me unsolicited advice. Especially, I love it when, first of all, it's annoying from anyone, man and woman alike. But I have to say, when it comes from a man being like, here, little lady, no. No, no, no. So I said to him, I didn't ask for your advice. And then he gets really mad. First of all, we have these two comics that are like, watching, but you know, they're not trying to pick sides, which I totally understandable, of course, but they're kind of like, And he's like, you should be embarrassed by the way you're acting. And he's like standing up and people are looking and he's telling me I should be embarrassed. While I'm just like, yo, I said, no, it's all good. I'm not taking the gig. No, thanks. You should be embarrassed. You should be grateful. And then he goes, I wish we had witnesses. And I go, we do. I like pointed to the two guys. I'm like, we have witnesses. He's like, well, I don't want to bring them in. I'm like, I didn't. You did that. And he's like, oh, like, so he's like, he's getting all mad. I'm like, please bring me my pay. Okay. Cause they have to pay you for the spot. And he's like, I have to go get it. I'm like, go get it. So he goes down. I like talk to the comics. I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, we're trying to stay out of it. But that was funny with the witnesses comment. I'm like, right. So he comes back up. He calls me hun, of course, as he gives me the check, which is like, I love that when you're in the middle of a fight with this dude you don't really know that well at all. He calls you hun in the middle of a fight. Yeah. Okay. There we go. So so he gives me the check and I'm like, I canceled my spot. I was supposed to be there the week after. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I would totally work the club again, but I was like, I'm not doing this with you, whatever. And he's like, yeah, not a problem. So I get in my car and I formally text. This is me formally canceling the spot. Please do not contact me again. And then of course, you know, he writes back and he's going on about, he's saying like he was mad and da da da. And I was like, yeah, do not contact me again. He's like, he went off on his, he tried to sum up what he felt. And then I finally summed up what I felt. I was like, I feel like he called me negative or something. And I was like, I think you're negative and pushy. Like, do not contact me. He kept going on and I just blocked him. It was really unreal, actually. So I'm driving home after this and I'm like swirling. So I'm like, how the fuck did that just happen? Am I crazy? Was he right? Like, what's happening? And I'm sitting with it and I'm trying to listen to my intuition, which was saying like, no, he's a fucking asshole. Like, that was bullshit. You said no to something you weren't comfortable with and he lost it because this man has yet to set boundaries for himself. Okay. So I'm hearing my intuition, but I just couldn't like believe it. So then I call a good friend of mine who knows this person and has worked with them. And she's really high up in this comedy world. And I called her and I was like, yo, is this person insane? And she was like, she gave me some details, including the fact that he punched a waiter at a club. And I was like, oh, and it was such a lesson of like, look at how much I doubt myself. Like, this man lost it on me, you know? And I just was like doubting. And then I was like, oh, no, okay, this man does have anger management issues. Like, fuck this. And then I had to think about it. Like, how did I get myself in that situation? And honestly, it was the night before my graduate program weekend for my school in a Society of Souls. And I felt like I should have just taken the night off. I should have just, and I guess I pushed it. I guess I shouldn't have gone. I mean, I got to do a fun podcast though with my friends, Allison Charles and Giulio Gallerotti. He's Lil Young Big. So that was really fun, but I felt into it and I was like, I probably should have canceled that Dangerfield spot. There was a part of me that didn't want to go in and I didn't listen, you know? So, you know, but the biggest thing for me of that was I'm not going to doubt myself anymore because I'm going to encounter, I'm sure, more fucking assholes who want to tell me how to live my life when I never fucking asked. And it's okay. Like, I love that though. When people offer you something, people often offer things as if it's a gift. It's a gift for them because first of all, this dude maybe wanted me to open for him or something. Who the fuck knows what, or maybe he was just trying to help me, which is great. But like, when you're offering something and someone genuinely says no, if you then get mad at them, you're now that cat caller that's like, hey, beautiful. And when the girl's like, no thanks, like, well, fuck you then, slut. You're that, okay? So please don't offer me anything if then I say no in a nice way and then I'm suddenly a bitch. Like, I'm done with that. Oh, it was so frustrating. It was so maddening. I couldn't believe I haven't had to block someone on my phone for like years. It was crazy. Okay, let's see. Oh, something else I wanted to say just about the path in general, the spiritual path, is you got to have patience. This is not the path of immediate gratification. It's great to go in your heart and know what your desires are and know what you want to manifest. Like that's beautiful. But it's also about slowing down into yourself and trusting everything you need is already here. It's just about moving it forward, but you have to move it forward in a pace that's rooted. And once again, celibate for over 2 years over here. So I've had to live this, but I'm telling you, I know that I'm going to have everything I've ever dreamed of because I'm willing to put the work in and I'm willing to trust and go slow. And I think all of us need to love ourselves enough to slow it down so we can also feel and appreciate the present moment. Like I'm in this new home now. You know, I moved out of Westfield and my son's school 5 minutes away and I'm painting this new mural on my wall and I get to wake up to it and it's beautiful and I have incredible connections and friends and I have this community and this spiritual program, a Society of Souls. And it's not just the people in my 4-year program or my graduate or, you know, I met a lot of people at the all school meeting. Like I just feel really lucky that I have, and I need to shout out my two friends, Allison Charles and Jess Grippo. They are incredible, and I'm honored to be starting a new show with them called Comedy Seance. Spiritual comedy variety show. It's at New York Comedy Club's new 4th Street location in the East Village. It's going to be amazing. So it's the three of us that are doing it together, but then we have on the first show Lil Young Big, who is a comedian. He's a rapper, but he's comedian Giulio Gallerotti. So you can look up either one. We have Matt Richards is on it, and one of my close friends, who I feel like it does all the shows basically that I put on, Amina Imani. So it's just going to be so fucking awesome. We're going to have, so Jess is this like incredible healer, dancer, life coach. I'm sure she has like, she does these, it's like half comedian, half dancer. Well, I guess both comedian and dancer like wrapped up in this. It's hard to explain what she does in her act, but it's incredible. She infuses dance and comedy, but it has a healing quality to it as well. It's just amazing. So she's going to be doing her thing. The three of us will host it in the beginning. And then I'm probably going to be doing tarot. I'm not sure for who. I might pull some for the audience. Maybe if one of the comedians is there, I'm going to kind of see what happens, but I'll be definitely doing tarot. Maybe I'll rap. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll do one of my spiritual raps. I've always done like the comedy ones. I've never done that's, yeah, we'll see. And then Allison's not sure what she's doing yet, but you know it's going to be fucking amazing. Because she used to come on stage when I had my show, Unicorn Tits with Rosebud Baker. We used to have Allison on every show, and she would come up and do like past life regressions, and she would do like ceremonial clearings on stage for the comedians. And it was just always really entertaining, authentic, and comedic. You know, she's awesome. So we're going to be doing our thing. And then Lil Young Big will definitely be rapping. So it's going to be one hell of a show. So you guys, if you want to come, it's in New York City, and use promo Seance for $10 tickets. I would love to have you guys there. It's going to be fucking wild. So yeah, come to that. And the point I was even, the reason why I got to that was I'm very thankful for them, as well as so many other close, amazing friends. Like, I don't want to shout out every single person, but I will shout out Tina. My friend Tina is fucking dope. And she, her and I have been friends since I was a teacher in Westfield Public Schools with her. So she kind of got to witness a lot of the me starting comedy and my spiritual awakening. And once again, I have a lot of close people, but I had a shout out because this weekend made me really appreciate my homies. So thank you. Okay. Oh, I wrote down Animal Kingdom. We really have to treat the animals with so much care. We are so connected. And when you're fucking around with Mother Earth, she will fuck around with you, which unfortunately we're seeing. But once again, it's a wake up call. It's kind of like this evolution revolution thing that's happening. It's like, we all need to get out of our zombified states or we're going down for real. So it's like, go within, let's fucking do this, but show compassion and concern for yourself, others, animals, plants, everything. Because I'm telling you, you know, Mother Earth will take care of this shit if we don't take care of her. So we have to wake up to that. By the way, this weekend I was looking out the window when I was in class, and I saw this, it was like this little beautiful mockingbird did like a full 360 on this branch. Like it walked upside down like Spider-Man. I've never seen anything like it. I was like, what? It was like doing a trick for me. And I heard of why, and I actually heard it talk to me, but whatever. But like it like walked a full thing around it. And it was like, I feel like I want to, okay, I'll tell you what it said. It's going to sound so fucking weird, but it basically was like, look what I can do, mommy. That's what it said. Look what I can do, mommy. That's what I heard. Doesn't mean it's what it said, but that's how I interpreted it. And it like was doing these loops like a little roller coaster. And maybe it was showing its actual mom who was in a tree. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but it was like so cute. And I was like, holy shit, the animal kingdom's up to like all these magical things that we often forget to like, you know, put our phones down, whatever, and look up into the sky or on the ground. So that's part of all this, is reconnecting to nature, to the animals, feeling inside of our bodies. Oh, I had to tell this cute story. So one moment in my life that really, really shook me awake, I had just had Shane, I guess he was about a month or two, probably about a month. And I remember when he smiled his first big smile. And it just broke my heart like right open. I remember just being like, oh, fuck, like I'm going to do everything I can for this beautiful being. I'm going to, whatever it takes, I'm going to go within. I'm not going to make the same mistakes that my parents made with me. Not to blame them. You know, we all were generations, healing generations. But I remember in that moment, I said, I'm not going to make those same mistakes. I'm going to do everything I can for you. To heal myself so I don't take out the rage that I knew I was holding deep in my body. And I'm not saying I never have. Obviously, as parents, we make mistakes, but there's always, always opportunity for healing and new beginnings. And this weekend, I felt like the theme was, I think I ended up seeing a lot. I saw, what, two baby deer, a couple hawks. I saw a buck driving home. That was wild. A fox. But the message that was coming through with almost all of them was wisdom, infinite wisdom. It's okay to be who you are, even with the component of death within that, and new beginnings. And I say that because even if we have moments, whether it's with our kids, our partners, romantic things, whatever, it's okay to fall. It's okay if you lose your temper and then forgive yourself and work on it. And new beginnings is like, you can always change who you are. It's never too late. And I think we all need to hear that because there are major shifts and changes that are going on. We just had literally the date 11/11/11 pass. And in a sense, a portal opened where if you choose to walk through it into this really, you know, the word fairy tale comes in because a lot of people like to diss that. It's like, oh, that's just a story. That's fairy tale. What do you think all this is? These are our wildest dreams coming to life. These are manifested dreams, whatever that means. It's unreal. It's beautiful. It almost can, in a sense, transport you into a land of magic, which is why kids love places like Disney World. It's the magic's real. Kids are steeped in this. So like, you know, following your highest excitement, there's a certain fire in that. And it's not a fairy tale. It's real. But it's about allowing yourself to open up more and more and have faith that for real, your dreams can come true. And it almost makes me emotional saying it, but like, you know, this healing work is as scary as it can be and tough as it can be to open your heart and have to feel past traumas. And I had this past weekend a trauma come up. I think I was about one. I don't want to share it actually. Yeah, it's too much to share right now. But a trauma came up and ooh, it hit me hard. But I, in a sense, welcome it because I know it's about healing and that it's about me opening up so I can receive these gifts. And it's not a fairy tale. Once again, reality is beyond what you can imagine. So keep going. And I wrote down the word, the sweet sorrow of life, because to me, that's how it feels sometimes. There's so much sweetness in it. And yet there's a sorrow because just to exist, we eat plants. Some people eat animals. We accidentally and unconsciously hurt each other. It's not easy to be alive, but that's not why we're here. We're here to experience that beauty that comes with a quality of sorrow at times. And it's okay. As long as you learn and let yourself or learn to cry again or let yourself cry if you already know how, those who hold back those emotions, and you can get really stiff, you can get back issues or constipation or other health issues, skin things. So it's really important to let yourself feel the full range of emotion. And if you can't, just keep healing and working and giving compassion to those even suppressed places. I want to give a shout out. My friend Julio, he has a friend who works at Rip and Dip. And he's been giving Shane these really cool Rip and Dip shirts. And then he also gave some hand-me-downs for Shane. And I've had some other friends, like my friend Ankara Savone, Rosebud Baker has hooked me up. Like, I've had some friends that have really, oh my gosh. And I have to shout out Josh and Kristen. They're my old neighbors in Westfield, but like, I don't want to give their last names because there's a kid involved there. But like, they've hooked Shane up with so many freaking amazing clothes. And like, my mom has given me clothes. Like, to everyone who has given me, oh my God, my neighbors actually that I'm back neighbors with, when I got divorced, they like gave me a futon. Like they're just, I can't name everyone, but there are some people who have given me hand-me-downs, whether it's clothes or other things. Like that kind of stuff is so important because it's really about community and helping. And you know, hand-me-downs are fucking awesome. So anyone who's snobby about things like that can really suck all the dicks. Hand-me-downs are great, and it's a recycling thing. You know, sometimes we don't have to make everything brand new. We have a ton of shit out here. So, like, let's recycle hand-me-downs, garage sales. Like, these are the kinds of things that, as a community, we can really help each other, and it'll also create less waste. So don't ever be snobby about shit like that. Hand-me-downs are the best. Oh, my friend Carrie, she gave me these fucking rockin' boots that I wear all the goddamn time. So, thank you, Carrie. My friend Molly has hooked me up with clothes. Okay. It's so many people have hooked me up with clothes. Okay. Once again, we're back to the path. It's about gratitude, a lot about gratitude and listening to your body. Listening to your body is so important. I've already talked about this on this podcast. I'm going into it again because it is so important. And I'm not saying I always kill it here. Like this weekend, I was in a sense, it felt like I was having a panic attack at one moment and I couldn't share with the group how deep I was in it. I had to take out my crystal. I was like holding my crystal. I was like, I was breathing. I was just like, okay. I was talking to my higher self and it was like, you can do this. Just keep breathing. But I thought I was literally about to pass out. I thought I wasn't telling anyone anything. I was literally just going to like land on the ground and let them wake me up. Like, and I couldn't, I, you know, so I'm not saying I always am the best at all of it. However, a lot of us are more exhausted than we let on, right? And some of us feel like we have to be because of your job or whatever. Totally get that. But it's very important when you can to listen to when your body is saying it's exhausted. Breaks are crucial, even if they're really long, even if you start bullying yourself, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. We need rest. Listen to your body. Say no when you need to say no. And really have self-respect. You know, when we hold on to lack and we try to control things, that shows you it's coming from a place of distrust and that you're not really holding on to faith. You can raise your standards. Do not settle. Even in this exact moment, you deserve it all. So raise your standards. Show yourself love. Take care of yourself. And when the fears come up, just remember, everything you want is on the other side of fear. Did not make that quote up, but I love it. Friendship and integrity. Oh man. Friendship is so huge in getting through whatever life is, right? It's connection. We're here to support each other. We want to do this with integrity. We want to be as honest as we can be with our friends, with everyone. When you are holding and keeping secrets, it's going to not only fuck you up, but your closest people. As we try to build community, we have to be as honest as we can be, as gracefully as we can be. But if we're hiding things, it's going to fuck everything up. And I believe that that kind of hiding leads to violence. Like a lot of these shootings, it's because so many of us go home and we hold who we really are in shame and we don't share it. I have shared a lot of my vulnerabilities, including how I confessed love and things like that. And it's not easy to be this romantic in a world where it's almost called illogical. What a sad society where being so into romance means you're like your head's in the clouds. Like that's awful. Like I think that's the truth. I think the truth is so many of us have these big, beautiful hearts that are vulnerable and we fall in love and we think of a person and we want that dream. Love is supposed to be grand. We're not supposed to be going to bed, you know, crying all the time. Like we're supposed to be in dynamics with friendships and lovers where we feel like our full selves are being brought to the table. That's true intimacy. And true intimacy is also freedom. It's not about forcing someone to do something either. And we should love ourselves enough to know that we shouldn't have to force anything for someone to be able to see us and love us as the beautiful divine beings that we are. And I think we're so, a lot of us are still playing small or maybe playing bigger than we are, because we're just so frightened of being seen. And I totally get that, because part of the thing that came up with my trauma, it made sense why I had to play small. And you do the healing work so you can eventually be seen again, because that's what we're really dying is to be ourselves and find out the truth of who we are. But it's really hard. But once again, integrity is so important in doing what's right for you and showing yourself compassion. But then also knowing that everyone deserves to be steeped in the truth and trusting that the more and more truth comes out, the more beautiful our lives will be. It won't go the opposite. That's the fear. Because when we're kids, when we get punished for being our true selves by people who are wounded and have learned how to hide themselves for them to survive, you know, we get the opposite message. But that's why healing work is so beautiful, is we can start to heal these traumas collectively together. Those of us who want to support and those of us who don't, well, you know, the evolution is here, and it's going to be more tumultuous for those who really want to continue to stay asleep in their zombified states. Like it sucks. You know, I would love everyone to be able to grow and heal together, but you know, some people, they're in so much locked in pain. They don't want to, and you can't yell at someone. There's a beautiful quote where it's like, you can't make someone receive a message they're not ready to hear. I might have butchered it a little bit, but it's so true. So even if you see something that someone else doesn't, there's no point in forcing it. We all have to wake up at our own paces. And, you know, something that Jason talked about and Arlene talked about this weekend, it's like we often want other people around us to heal and change in order for ourselves to feel better. And that's just not how this works. You know, it's about going in, trusting yourself, loving yourself. And yeah, as that happens and you stay in your worth, and once again, rely on your beautiful friendships where you can be your truest self. That's where you'll start to really see the beauty. And I am lucky. I am steeped in a healing community and also have some really out there artist, beautiful, weird soul friends that are, I don't mean weird. I mean, you know what I mean? Like they've been willing to stand out a bit. So for those of you still feeling like you're conforming, just keep showing love to those places. You will emerge. Your true self will as you just keep doing this work. And any of you who want to get a healing from me, I can help you with all of this stuff. That's what these, I do non-dual Kabbalistic healings. I also do tarot readings. I often combine the two if you'd like. The non-dual Kabbalistic healings to me are beyond this world. They're from the work of my school, A Society of Souls, that Jason Shulman started. They're incredible. Reach out to me at kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. If you'd like to try a healing, they're $100 an hour. They probably will be going up. Not too soon, I don't think, but I'll let you know if they go up, but let me know. I really am not forcing anyone, but those of you who are feel like you're conforming still and just finding a lot of despair and getting stuck, like I can genuinely help you with those things and these healings that are focused on the Kabbalistic tree of life, the Sephirot, which are, it's almost like units. Units is a funny word, but it's like qualities of consciousness. Well, quality is a better way of saying it, qualities of consciousness. And I kind of flow through them in the diagnostic process. And then I land on a healing. It's pretty wild and beautiful. And I get to really meet you where you're at. And it's a really beautiful intimate healing. And those of you interested, hit me up, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. Oh, I want to talk Pete and Ariana. First of all, big fan of both of them. And I watch SNL. It's been real interesting to watch. You know, Pete went on and like made fun of I guess he was like an ex-Marine or something who lost an eye. He like called him he said he looked like a porn star, which I didn't even think was like a diss. Like I was like, okay. But the guy got offended, which is okay. I understand the sensitivity. And then this past weekend, they had the guy back on, the lieutenant, I forget his name. And it was beautiful. They handled it really well. But, you know, Pete still keeps bringing up, like he played the Breathe In song, this week. And then the last week before that, he brought her up again, which she got mad about, but she just put out a song, Thank You Next, which is like, thank you to my exes for all they taught me, but next. And I'm like, I hear it, but also I used to do next, like years ago. It's like a defense mechanism when you're hurt, like next. I have not found life to be quite so next, because we're all so connected. Sometimes it's not so easy to move on. Can you imagine? You just get to say next and it makes it true. And it's not to like diss on Ariana. Love her. She's so sensitive. She's an artist. But I think her and Pete have such an insane, for real, connected twin flame bond that I think they're going to keep getting pulled back to each other. But it's hard to be in that public light going through the human cycle of running and returning with each other. And it'll be interesting, but I do think that they belong together. And I don't think it's a case of next. I think they're both such rare, beautiful people that, and I think they're meant for each other. I hope they do find their way back once they work out whatever they need to work out. And Ariana has been through, and Peep, they've both been through severe trauma. Ariana, there was that bombing, I believe, in Manchester, which is horrific. My heart goes out to her. She lost her ex, Mac Miller, Malcolm, you know, and I'm not, you know, that was an awful situation that all went down, but she's been through it. And Pete has, he lost his father in 9/11, and you know, he's a down dude. Like he's real. So I don't know. I hope they find their way back to each other And I hope I get to be their friend one day. Well, I'm sure it would be funny if I did get to be their friend. They'd be like, thanks for talking about us on the podcast. Well, first of all, I am kind of friends with Pete. I never see him or talk to him anymore, but maybe one day because I love them both. All right. A listener tagged me in something on Instagram that I had to read. It was a quote, and it's like this beautiful skeleton goddess with like horns coming out, and the quote is, "You painted me the villain, but I'm the fucking dragon queen." And it's such Kali's a deity. It's such Kali energy coming through that, because it is interesting how we've labeled fire as madness. Like, it is, fire is madness, right? In a sense. But we're trying to harness our own flame within. And when you can really allow the fires to come out and for your emotions to swirl and know that you shouldn't be ashamed for being an emotional being, the mind, logic is cool, obviously. But like, man, this is about feeling, you know? And once again, this is not about getting rid of the brain, ego, any of it. But like, emotion is to me, that's why I'm an artist too. It's like, I love painting, I love dancing, I love comedy, rapping, singing. It's our souls want to express this thing. So don't be ashamed of your fire, man or woman. It's, you know, claim your inner dragon. I'd also like to shout out another listener, Amanda. Her Instagram is, I think it's Amanda Melts Beads. Check out my Instagram. I put both of her handles on there. She made me this beautiful artwork. It's from those like melt beads of these two basically twin flame dragons. It's beautiful. So I just wanted to give her a shout out. Thank you. Let's see. I think that's about it. I guess I'll pull some cards for you guys and then I'll wrap this up. And I'll tell you, this weekend was really beautifully transformative and healing and also intense. So I had to like rest an extra day just to get the energy up, to be able to podcast. It was a lot, but I'm so grateful I have this podcast. And for those of you who love it and listen, and I can never get this one. Focus upon divine and perfect health. Okay. And the prayer is, God and Archangel Michael, thank you for continuously reminding me to focus upon perfect health and for guiding my actions so that they support my well-being. Well, amen. You know, we often forget that our health in the spiritual, physical, and emotional realms directly affect our dreams. So taking care of your body, eating right, sleeping well, being in environments that feel good to you, feel healthy for you, this is very crucial. So reach out to the people you need to reach out to. Eat the good food that your body's craving. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. And know that we are limitless beings. So there's also just so much more to health than we realized. A lot of it's like your download intake of prana and life force and all sorts of things. So it's like, you know, focusing on divine health could also be for real, getting healings, going to yoga, doing the things that you need to do so you feel good, or not going somewhere if it means that it's going to protect your energy resources. But it's time to focus on getting your health together for real. Health is what we have here. It's what points us in the right direction. So many of us are so stubborn, we keep doing behaviors that literally puts us into the grave. It is okay to get healthy. It's okay to look after yourself. Self-love. Self-love is what comes first. So thank you, Archangel Michael. And now I'm going to pull from the Art Through the Eyes of the Soul Oracle deck. Welsh Fairy Glen. Oh man, when you know me, I freaking love the fairy realm. I'm always talking about them. Be curious, look deeper. I mean, that's always a good card to get. It's just keep going in. Being curious about yourself. Why are you co-creating this specific reality right in this moment? See what answers come up. What beings are surrounding you that you can feel and you know are always there and yet you doubt it? Like I said, many of us, especially those of us on the awakened path, we're surrounded by all sorts of majestic beings. As we open up our third eyes, you'll be surprised what we start seeing. I see shimmers of things all the time. I have things that float by me constantly. You know, it's like, you know, starting to open up to the magic that's always with you. And really, you know, once again, a lot of us want this immediate gratification. We want things to move quicker, but often our higher selves, we're picking this exact pace for a reason. So just sit in it, appreciate it. Try to be as grateful as you can for everything that you've worked for to be in this moment. And the last card from the Mother Peace typical tarot deck, Ace of Discs, a new beginning. What a beautiful theme. It's like a baby with a cheetah, actually. But it's like letting yourself cocoon in this beautiful place. Like, even if you're not exactly where you want to be, picture yourself like cooking in a womb. You know, the womb is such a beautiful thing to think of, because if you rush the process of a baby being born, that baby will come out with possibly some disabilities or some health issues. It's like, sometimes we just need time to cook. Allow yourself the time. We are healing. We are learning. And everything is an opportunity to love deeper, whether it's your kids, yourself, a romantic partner. Like, just give yourself the space to grow and know that every second can be a new beginning, for real. When you allow yourself for it to be a new beginning, it's really about our own outlook and how much our historical wounds and fears block us from being able to really be here. But you can be reborn millions of times a day, to be honest, depending on how fresh your outlook can be. So thank you guys all so much for listening. It always means a lot to me. Like I said, I have my show Comedy Seance that is going to be January 6th at 6 p.m. New York Comedy Club's new 4th Street location. Promo code Seance for $10 tickets. I think you'll all love it. It's with Jess Grippo and Allison Charles. They're both incredible. Follow me Instagram, Twitter at the Kate Wolf. If you want a healing, kwolf27@gmail.com. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.